Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Ponder this question for a moment. What do women and girls need in Sacramento? It's a big question layered with complexity, emotion, and equity all wrapped into one. And while you may think about how you would answer the question, there is a way to actually visualize and see it with your own eyes with women and girls in Sacramento, what they really need. It is truly a unique project that was born out of a series of listening sessions all around Sacramento County. And now their thoughts and their ideas have been transformed into a quilt exhibit at the Sacramento History Museum in Old Sacramento. The museum has partnered with the Sacramento County Commission on the Status of Women and Girls in a visible format and one that you can take in and participate in as well. So joining us to talk about this exhibit called the Community Art Quilts Project are Delta Pick Mello with the Sacramento History Museum and Erin Saberi with the Sacramento County Commission on the Status of Women and Girls. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here today. Erin, I want to start with you because this really was the inception of this project came from the Sacramento County Commission on the Status of Women and Girls. What led to this project?
What led to this project was a group of women volunteers who asked the question, how do we get accountability in our county for asking this question, what do women and girls need, and for answering it on a regular basis? And we came up with the idea of a women's commission and said, okay, let's ask how are the women and girls of Sacramento County? And we couldn't find enough data, so we had to do some listening. We started with listening circles and asked women and girls themselves what they needed. And that was the inception. And Women's Wisdom Art, a wonderful local organization, said let us be part of it too, and helped us with a component of the listening sessions that was not just verbal, but also art. And women and girls answered the question in an artistic visual way. And then they sewed them together in these beautiful quilts. And I'm so honored and delighted that the Sacramento History Museum has given them some public space to have everybody in our region enjoy them. Mm.
Delta, when you first saw this project, what struck you about it?
Well, I saw them at a special event and I met Erin, and I loved the quilts. I was also surprised to find out how new the Commission on the Status of Women and Girls was. It seemed to me it's something we should have had years and years and years ago. But when I saw the quilts at this special event, I really wanted to have them in the public space and bring them to the museum and share them with a larger audience.
And people obviously can take it in, they can visualize it, but obviously in the spirit of this being radio, how does this quilt look like?
I'll let you answer that, Delta.
Well, the quilts are square blocks that are filled with drawings or writings. And then each block was transferred to cloth and stitched together. And so we love that so much that when we have an exhibit at the museum, we like to do something that's interactive. So we placed a grid on the wall and got papers, square paper, pieces of paper for people to answer the question, what do you need in your community, and paste it up on the wall and create a paper quilt. So it's been really fun to augment what they're seeing with activity.
Kind of like an activity wall.
Exactly it. And it's very profound. I mean, we've had it only up for about a week, and it's really, really interesting to see what people want, both women and men, children, and it's all very similar. They want peace and safety and love and family and security. And it's been wonderful because you can see when it's children that are drawing or writing and when it's adults saying the same kinds of things. It's beautiful.
And the quilts are very vibrant. They're very colorful. The art is extraordinary. Just women and girls writing and drawing and saying, what do we need? We need more girl bosses. We need more health care. We need more access to education. We need equal pay. We need safety for our children. So many things. And when you look at these quilts, you really are listening to the community of women and girls.
Yeah, you have a couple hundred squares. I think nearly 200 squares, correct?
Nearly 200 squares, and they're sewn into 10 quilts are on display. And then there's one quilt, large quilt, which was at the very beginning, the very first meeting of the Women's Commission in November of 2021. Women commissioners each filled out a square of their own. And there's a large quilt on display of the inaugural commission in our county.
Mm. Given that these squares are filled out, the thoughts of people that could be as young as 15 years old to 85 years of age, what are some of the messages that really stood out to you out of, you know, the nearly 200 responses that you received?
More girl bosses. I love that one.
Bosses.
And also women, girls to the front, women to the front. And then I keep saying my very favorite, but is the ability to play baseball and not just softball. Yeah. And, you know, very simple, but really meaningful.
You know, we often think that in this day and age, women and girls have achieved equity and that everything's fine. And what we heard when we really listened was how much that's still not the case, unfortunately, and how much supporting women and girls will also support our families and our men as well. And so I think this is so important on many levels. One, it exhibited, I think, what's at the heart of the Women's Commission, which is community and collaboration, which is what we're doing with the museum, with Women's Wisdom Art. And a lot of what we heard is we want to be heard. We need to be heard. We need more collaboration. We need more community together, as well as the individual needs that you will see. And then a lot of it is just so hopeful. And I just want to, again, thank the museum for displaying this, I think, a testament to hope. What happens when we listen to each other, when we come together and collaborate, and how hopefully as the Women's Commission and in our collaborations here in the community, we can uplift women and girls, which uplifts our entire community.
This project was also, it has another layer to it for us at the museum. Not only is it a wonderful collaboration, it's the first step into the type of collaborations that we are embarking on in the future. The museum is changing how it's bringing history to Sacramento, making itself more relevant, bringing today's issues. You know, history is 10 minutes ago. So we are really trying to embark on a larger community collaboration. And this was the first step for us. So it's really exciting to have that great partnership.
Yeah, Delta, you bring up a good point, because if you think of the Sacramento History Museum, you might be thinking of exhibits related to the gold rush, right? I mean, it's the Sacramento waterfront. But this is obviously a departure for the museum. And what I'm hearing from you is really just kind of like the tip of the iceberg.
It absolutely is. We have told the story of the gold rush. And the gold rush is very important to the beginnings of Sacramento. But there's all of the history, not only before the gold rush, but then up until today. And when you see what we went through with COVID-19 and the social and racial protests, And we have to address those issues as well. They're part of our history, and they're part of our children's history. And so we are trying to bring more partnerships to help them tell their stories their way in working with these communities. We're working with the Shingle Spring Band of Miwok Indians, for example, to have them tell the story of their community in their words and their what they desire people to know about them.
Yeah, you're talking about a lot of collaborations for communities that have long been neglected, especially telling their stories in their own voice. But you're also looking ahead in terms of younger generations when it comes to outreach and engagement on social media. I mean, your TikTok, you have like 2.4 million followers. That's incredible. That seems like a lot for a museum.
It is extraordinary, and it's like the most of a museum, of any museum that we know of. And we learned a lot during that time. You know, when we shut down for COVID, we really had to reach people where they were at, and that was on social media. So we embarked on in an experimental way, and it turned out to be very very well received. And so it made us think about how once we opened up again, how we can continue that conversation with the younger audiences that we were reaching, with people around the world that we were reaching. How can we continue to make the museum more relevant to not only those larger audiences of tourists, but the people that are here, the people that live in this community? How can we be more relevant to them?
Do you have like a favorite TikTok that you think it kind of is a good example of how you grew by so many followers
in
recent years?
That's the million-dollar question. What video did it? It really was a series of working with somebody who was an 82-year-old volunteer who did programs about the print shop. And so we took him, and instead of doing them in person, which he could no longer do, we took little bites and bits of his program and started to bring that out to the social media community. And I think what has been interesting is he reaches into places that are part of our vocabulary that we don't realize with the printing world. But also it's that dichotomy of an older person on brand new medium working off a 150-year-old printing, which was the communication of that day. So it's really been this weird dichotomy, and it's just been the right, you know, special sauce to, there's no one video that I can think mm-hmm. of. It's really accumulation of continuing to put out that sort of information and that has made it successful.
It shows that the interest is definitely there. It's just getting that right sauce, the right ingredients to outreach and engagement, getting it to people.
Exactly. And that's what we've been able to do with then transferring over to YouTube, where we can do a little bit longer, a little bit more in depth, and we're seeing good responses with that. And we see people come into the museum asking about the print shop, saying they see them on Instagram and they see them on TikTok or YouTube.
Like a celebrity.
And, it's been really, really remarkable. But we wanted to make sure that we learned from that so that we can blend that in-person experience with that digital experience and to be the best museum we can for Sacramento.
Mm. You know, Aaron, we're talking about, you know, a really vibrant quilt, but it's really, that's just the beginning for this new commission, relatively new commission in Sacramento County, the Commission on the Status of Women and Girls. How do you hope this art piece leads to action and change for the better across Sacramento County?
Yeah, I think that, you know, our role is to advise the Board of Supervisors and also to advise the public. And I think that this art project has kind of been received and been heard. These voices have been heard, and we are now building an action plan for the commission and also a nonprofit Friends of the Commission that will continue to ask the questions and to raise up the answers so that we can have accountability. If somebody wants to be a friend of the commission, you can go to Facebook at Friends of Sac Women and also email friendsofsacwomen@gmail.com, and you can lend your voice. And what we really hope is that this commission is really for all of us in Sacramento County and the region. And anybody has been always welcome. We've had boy interns and friends of the commission are men as well as women. And that the story is at the heart. Listening to women and girls and our communities is at the heart of what this commission will be. And listening and then acting in response. Some of the women met each other at the Women's March. I heard you talk, someone talking about that this morning on air. And there was a motto, first we march, then we act. I think our motto now is really first we listen, then we act. And that's what we're going to do. We invite everyone to be part of it. And we're really delighted and honored and thankful that the Sacramento History Museum is now part of it as well with us.
Well, Aaron and Delta, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki.
What a wonderful exhibit. Delta Pick Mello is with the Sacramento History Museum, and Aaron Saberi is with the Sacramento County Commission on the Status of Women and Girls. And they are talking to us about a new exhibit called the Community Art Quilts Project. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.